Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, a lot of stuff to talk about with Frank Cusumano. Let's just start with a sweep of the Reds over the weekend. Frank, you texted me on Friday night. You said, I told you that pitching was bad, and certainly it didn't hold up. But it really wasn't the starting pitching, was it? It was the bullpen that got to the Reds.
Yeah, the starting pitching was horrible Friday night for the Reds, but the bullpen was bad. I think in the last 13 innings, they get 12 runs out of the relievers. So, yeah, I think it's one of these teams that's going to finish like 15, 20 games under 500 before it's all said and done. There's some good teams in the division, but I don't think the Reds are going to be one of them.
So, honestly, I did not watch as much baseball as I had been this weekend, and I want to ask you about Lars Nootbaar. How was his return?
It was very good, very productive, had a home run, had an extra base hit. And, you know, I go back to what Chaim Bloom said the other day, that he thinks that we haven't seen, like, the Lars Nootbaar from 2 years ago because of this double heel situation, and that we're going to see, like, the really younger version of Lars Nootbaar moving forward because he's finally healed. And even Lars mentioned to us yesterday in the scrum that it's like a Benjamin Button kind of aging, a reverse aging. He's actually younger now at 28 than he was, you know, when he was 26 and battling the heel stuff.
Yeah, that's weird. Interesting.
Frank, I want to talk about the Cardinals' usage of Hunter Dobbins. He was huge on Friday night for them. Got the win despite coming out of the bullpen, pitched 5 shutout innings, and as a result, he is going to be rewarded with a spot in the 6-man rotation as the Cardinals go through a long stretch here. I think this is their only off day, or one of their only off days, in the next 3 weeks. What are your thoughts on the utilization of the 6-man rotation and what we could see from Hunter Dobbins?
Well, you got to remember, he was the guy that Chaim Bloom insisted to be included in the trade with Boston and Wilson Contreras. And all you have to do is just look at the radar gun when he's on the mound. I mean, he's throwing 98, and he's challenging hitters. You know, his very first outing, I think it was against Pittsburgh, he was really, really good for like 3.5 innings, and then he had a lot of walks. But his last two outings have been brilliant. And you just have a feeling that if and when the Cardinals go back to a 5-man rotation, he's going to somehow be in there. I mean, if I were Kyle Leahy or maybe even Matthew Liberatore, you know, I would be concerned because it looks like Hunter Dobbins is for real.
Ethan and I talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't know if it's official, but the Victor Scott II is going to get sent down, correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And when you're hitting 194 and the guy who's going to replace you is a better fielder and runs really well and hits than Nathan Church, and he draws walks, you got to make that move. Look, Victor Scott is one of the most engaging fellows in the clubhouse. He's really a great guy, but he's got to get on base, and if you don't do it in the big leagues, you can't stay.
Frank, it makes me want to get into the weeds a little bit here. For the typical fan, they may not have heard the name Joshua Baez a lot yet, but I don't think that's very far away. One of the Cardinals' top prospects who's been mashing in AAA, and has been playing a lot of center field as of late. What are the chances you think that we could maybe see Baez here in the near future?
Well, it's a great question. We're definitely going to see him in September. I think the interesting thing will be this, what happens at the deadline. Like, if Nootbaar goes on fire and you can acquire a lot of assets for him, then you move him. But there's also the possibility, and when you do that, you'd have Baez up here earlier. So it's either going to be in September for the call-up or at the trade deadline if they move Nootbaar. But I can promise you this. He's going to be the starting left fielder or center fielder in St. Louis, you know, for the next 5 years.
So the Cardinals are off today, and then where do they go? I can't remember.
New York.
Okay, the Mets. Okay. And the Mets are a little they've kind of put it together after the terrible start, right?
Yeah. I mean, they had that disastrous stretch, and they've definitely gotten better. But, boy, this is a Cardinal team that's just got some mojo, don't they?
I love it.
I asked Jordan Walker, by the way, real quick, in the clubhouse, if he ever, like, glances up at the scoreboard and sees that number 303 next to his name. Because,
yeah.
Face it, there's just not a lot of 300 hitters in the big leagues, and there's not a lot that hit with his kind of power. And he said, I do everything I possibly can to not look at the number, but it's so big on that scoreboard, I do glance at it once in a while.
That's awesome. By the way, we should mention also, and this is, I guess, Dave Roberts gets the credit here. He's going to be the skipper of the National League All-Star team. And we know, I don't know about Jordan Walker. I think we're pretty convinced he'll be there. But Ollie's going to be there on the coaching staff, right?
Yeah, really cool. You know, Mark, you think about it, last year, there was a heavy percentage of fans who felt that Ollie should be lumped in with John Mozeliak and get rid of them both. I mean,
his
approval rating was so down, and now the way he engages with players, with fans, with the media, and it helps he's got good players now. You know, you don't win unless you have good players, and he's got some good ones now.
But you're not wrong about that, the way the voices were coming out not too long ago. Okay, game three tonight at Madison Square Garden. You probably can fly to New York quicker than you can to get into that game because Trump's going there. But that game on Saturday night in Las Vegas, as they are now up 2-1 over Carolina, they're up 4-0. I started watching, I think I was telling you, we were watching Cape Fear on Friday night. We watched the second episode, which, by the way, Frank, is not as good as the first one. But it's still 4-0. I turn it on. My wife goes upstairs. At one point, it's 4-1. I look away just briefly, and all of a sudden, it's 4-3. They score three goals, Carolina does, in 39 seconds, and they lose in double overtime.
Yeah, it was such incredible television. I do think, though, Vegas does have that mojo about them, and if they were to win game four and be up 3-1, I think it would be over. But it also would not shock me if Carolina wins game four and we have a 7-game series.
It wouldn't either me, because look, it looked like for a while, even on Friday, that maybe the Knights were going to be able to sweep this thing. But they're off today. They got game four of that series tomorrow. I mentioned the NBA's in action tonight. Frank, we'll talk on Friday. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. And I didn't mention, you know, I guess I should have, but the Battle Hawks. You know, Ethan, I was telling Fred this. As big of a football fan, I didn't follow one minute of the Battle Hawks. And I guess they lost in the playoffs last night.
They did, and I think St. Louis is starting to be there as well. There was 18,000 there, which, don't get me wrong, for the UFL
terrible.
Is great.
Right.
But compared to what they were even at the beginning of the year, last year what they were drawing, the numbers aren't the same.
I wonder if they would have drawn better if the Cardinals just completely sucked, because
maybe
we would have looked to latch on to something.
Maybe, but either way, it was a fun sports weekend in St. Louis. You had the Bomarito 500 here last night. There was an international friendly in prep for the World Cup between Panama and Bosnia and Herzegovina, and that one drew very well. So it was, and then I don't know if you saw this. Major League Pickleball was at Shea Fitzgerald Arena over
the weekend.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
I almost went. By the way, speaking of, just real quickly before we get to the break, and I got a break, the SLU Mizzou game is now official.
Yep.
Enterprise Center, November 6th.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.